guys or a single guy just like, yo, I want to build something, and you know what? College isn't really going to work out. I already have customers. I'm literally in the back of my class answering people. I think I have to like whole ass this thing, not half ass it. You know what I'm saying? So it's really awesome to see what it took of just pure passion to run hybrid racing and to where they came out now. There's a lot of advice, some gems that were dropped in this. I really appreciate those conversations that you had out there, man. Thanks for putting that out. And I'm really excited that you're going to go K20, K24 on your Integra. That's just a whole other note to what you've been up to right now. Following that, we got Young Static with the all-wheel drive CRX, and also another person that doesn't cease to amaze me, who completely made an exhaust system for his CRX to go all the way to the back to the CRX over the axle and just sound extremely quiet, because you know what? You're trying to do it undercover. You're not trying to be heard. You're not trying to be super loud, but you will have a turbo. That definitely helps. But big news out there for Dana Young Static. I know the H22 CRX is doing really well, so I'm really excited to see a lot of drag strip footage that's coming up, because I will know that 2018 build is gonna leave and the next build is on its way in. So props to you, man. Next up, we got Law Tommy Law with the K20 EK finally moving under its own power. It's been time, and it's another person that's been collecting parts for a very long time to make sure when the motor makes it into the car, it ran smoothly. So Tommy's been helping his brother collect all the parts and get the motor into the car. Really excited that it's finally moving under its own power. On a side note, I'm also very excited. I've been watching the Instagram, and the B16 is actually taken apart and put back together, ready to make it into the EK. Tommy does not mess around. He definitely moves, and I know he never wants his car down for very long. I noticed it even very, very long with the EK. A sedan that you used to have, that you used to track, constantly fixing that. And ever since you've had this EK, the hatch, it's never been down for long. So it's insane to know that in the past 2 weeks, you've pulled the motor, rebuilt another one, and it's going back in. Because you know what? You're trying to get it barred. Props to you, man. Nobody's really going through that effort. Next up, we got Steven Ocasio. And I don't understand where he's finding all of these people, all his friends out there in New York with these amazing builds doing 600 to 1,000 horsepower. Steven's car is no slouch as well. That does a decent amount of power on a B16 turbo. Also, so keep finding these people, man. I really love these content. I really love the content of taking people's cars, getting them on the dyno, and just showing the build. In this last video alone, he showed like two different engines that aren't even on the dyno yet that are completely built. Just projects that have been, you know, stewing for quite some time and finally about to come into fruition. So I think Steven's about to have a few more dyno videos on the way. Keep them coming, man. I really love it. Next up, we got Afro EJ1. I've talked about this guy a long time ago. He's in Arizona, hangs out with Chris Sadowski and that crew. He's got an Accord wagon that he's starting to put a little effort in. In the latest video, he had it lowered, and I know he's got some bigger plans for this car, and I'm really excited because no one's really messing with these Accords, especially the wagons. The Accords are getting a lot more love, but the wagon, I haven't really seen too many here on YouTube. So Afro EJ1, absolutely check this channel out, man. Really cool personality and gonna be an awesome build. Following that, we got Chris Lopez. I believe this guy's actually in Ontario. I'm really excited for this because you don't really see these cars. It's a CSX, and if you've been following, he got some new wheels, and a while ago, I think he got a Kraftwerk supercharger on the car. Carbon fiber front end. It's so sick looking, and I'm really happy that you're back making videos again in January, so props to you, man. Keep making footage on this CSX. There's no footage of it on the internet as far as I'm concerned. You may have the only one. Well, she is also out there in Canada, and he also has one, so I'm really excited for that. But Chris Lopez also has a 10th gen Civic. He's doing a lot of work to that. So if you're looking for new Civic content, Chris Lopez is going to be the guy you want to follow. Following that, we got Nick Sabella, always with a new car. This guy, Nick, he's got so many cars on his own, but this is actually a $1,000 GSR. It's black. His buddy just picked it up. It's like a one-owner car who's had it for at least like almost 10 or 12 years, but he picked it up. It was $1,000. The condition is very good. Very good. Not too much rust. It's looking like a clean chassis. And they're essentially going to start doing a little work to this right now. He wants to clean it up, lower it, put on some new LCAs and a lot of rear end stuff. So absolutely check Nick's channel out. There's going to be a lot more Integra content, and I'm really excited for that. Following that, we got Cirque Motive Garage. I haven't talked about this guy in quite some time, but he has had videos out. A mechanic by trade. He's had a K2024 RSX that he's built by hand. He took it out to Honda Day at the end of last year, and actually I think he threw a rod or he had some stuff happen. He found some metal shavings in the oil pan. But what he's doing right now on YouTube is really awesome. It's the ultimate K20, K24 guide, how to build, what you need, and actually how to assemble. Since I told you he's a mechanic by trade, he's actually breaking these videos out and actually showing you what parts you need, but actually how to build it with the proper tools. I'm really excited about that because we've seen like SP Tuning do similar things for the B series, and I'm really excited to know that Circmotive is taking it on himself to do the K20, K24 builds on his own, and it's incredibly informational, so definitely check out this channel. Next up, we got Budget Racing with the 2017 Civic with a PRL Turbo, really looking great. You don't, again, like I said, you don't really see these cars too often on the street, let alone getting turbos, but the guys at Budget Racing are out there showing you how to get done. He's doing it with a character out there that looks like a vault member out of Fallout. Really interesting. I really like the overalls the guy's got right there. No, I'm just playing. But PRL Turbo on a 2017 Civic. You don't really see these too often. Definitely check out Budget Racing. These guys are a riot and they love to make power. Following that, we got Trey B. Dippin with the Turbo F20B Prelude. A lot of people have been wondering what the paint color he has on it, what mods he has on his engine, and he finally got it on the dyno, so it's a good time for you to start watching the channel. Trey literally sat there, walked around his car, and basically gave a final overview of what is actually in his car, and that's really exciting. He actually did a breakdown about the paint. It's not quite Plasti Dip. It's only, you called it the Plasti Dip's big brother. He broke down what that was. I'm actually not really an authority figure enough to even talk about it. Definitely check out Trey B. Dippin's last video. He talked about kind of what he does and also his car piece by piece and how he built it. Following that, we got Phil's 2K. Phil's been making a bunch of content lately. I'm really excited about that because I love the S2000, and he's two-stepping in the S2000. He's been driving. I guess he had a friend look up his plate, and he's been finding out that he's been driving his car for the past couple months without registration. You got to be on that, bro. I think we've all been that way, but I'm really happy that you kept your attitude positive and you're like, I got to get this taken care of. But Phil's 2K, one of the cleanest S2000s I've seen in a very long time, and I really like the fact that you're playing around with two-step. It's just awesome, man. Take care of your car. Last but not least, we got Mega Spool out there building the all-wheel drive Civic, and I'm really excited to know that you have a lathe now in your garage. It's insane. You built a stand in the garage and you built a stand for the lathe, and I gotta tell you, man, I can't even put a shelf on a wall and you have a lathe. It's insane to watch the cage that you build, the all-wheel drive components that you're working on right now, and you're like, screw it, I'll get a lathe so that I can actually literally do anything I want to do. You know, like I can't hammer a nail, but I can keyboard and mouse really well. So we all have our things, but absolutely check out Mega Spool, 500 horsepower turbo RSX. He's got an all-wheel drive Civic on the way. Great DIY fabricator channel. You can't get any better than that. All right, guys, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. I wanted to keep it nice and short and brief this time around. Thank you all for hanging out again for another week. Make sure to hit subscribe, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. Thank you everybody in Premiere who's sticking around this long. I appreciate every single one of you. Definitely head over to hondavlogs.com/shop. I got stickers, hoodies, shirts, everything you could possibly want. Definitely check it out. I'll see you guys next week. Peace. What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for joining me yet again for another week. It's been a fun one. We got some cool stuff to talk about. Let's just get right in this. What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for joining me yet again another week. What's up to everybody live right now in the premiere? How are you all doing? How was your weekend? Let me know right now. If this is your first time watching, this is the Honda Recap, and I'm your host, Christian Perez. This is what we do once a week, Monday night at 8 o'clock, so definitely hit subscribe, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 p.m. when this thing airs. I'm over here on the West Coast, so that is 8 p.m. West Coast time. Essentially, what I'm trying to do here is go over everything that's been going on here on YouTube in the YouTube universe right here, and basically go over in one digestible episode once a week so that you can catch up if you have school, family, friends, or something else that doesn't really allow you to sit on YouTube and binge all of these YouTubers. I try to basically go over, like I said, everything that's been happening in the past week, kind of high level, finding new channels for you guys so that you can keep grinding here on the Honda content But with that said, thank you all for joining me. Make sure to hit subscribe, guys. Thank you so much for joining me another week. Definitely make sure to head over to hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt, sticker, hoodie, or whatever else you need. Thank you so much to everybody who has already purchased a sticker. I very much appreciate it. With that said, guys, I want to get into channels that we haven't really talked about before and kind of bring them up into the light. And first up, we're starting with OG PFI Dan.
What's going on, guys? Today I'm gonna do a video about putting some cams in my car. So when I had it at the dyno last, power wasn't carrying out through the higher end of the RPM range. So I found some cams for cheap that I was actually gonna use in my Civic engine build, but because I'm waiting on some other stuff for that, I'm gonna take those cams and put them in the CRX here. And see if we can't get that power to stick around for, you know, maybe to 9,000 RPM or so. 9,500 is kind of where I would like to be.
This might be a familiar face to a lot of you right now. It's Dan from PFI, actually uploading to his channel quite often now. He started out with the CRX dyno video. I believe you guys have also seen it in a couple other videos, but I'm really happy that you're uploading to your own channel, man. I'm really excited to see all the new content that you guys have. And I know also everybody at PFI actually did a sit down with the entire crew, podcast style, looking at old footage. And it's really interesting, man, because like, you guys would literally see cars that you guys have built, PFI, and also Brent, and they're from like the early 2000s, late 90s and stuff, and it's insane to see where you guys are now. But with that said, OG PFI Dan, absolutely check out this guy's channel. All right, next up, a channel we haven't really talked about, but I'm sure you guys know who this is, and it's Motion Auto TV.
Hey guys, back at the shop once again, and I honestly didn't expect these doors to need that much blocking on them in the last video where I actually primed these side skirts and stuff. So I'm almost a little scared of the car, just to kind of see what that is. I had some weird stuff kind of go on right here on the trunk. Let's see if that'll... Yeah, look at that. And so I think this car sat underneath one of the other cars for a little while on the lift. And it basically got some oil on the trunk and the roof and maybe the hood or something like that.
I wanted to talk about this guy quite some time ago, but I haven't really. I know his channel is actually pretty big, but he is building a Civic on his channel, and I'm very excited about that. He has a very large following. He has a Supra. He has a couple other cars, but I'm really happy that he's putting the amount of effort he is right now into a Turbo D-Series Civic. Props to you, man. I'm really happy about that. Hopefully you get this thing all taken care of. I know in the latest video you're blocking it for paint and you're getting it all set up. I saw you take it down from the racks and you're kind of giving it a lot of love. And man, I'm really happy about that because I'm really super excited to see a channel that's really big and actually building a Civic. That's just awesome for me to see. So if you're not actually following Motion Auto TV, absolutely do so. He's giving some Civic love out there. All right, following that, I want to get into some channels that we've talked about already, just going over what they've done in the past. And to start, Cream Supreme. This guy is a local guy right here. I've talked about his channel in the past. He also runs Stay Loyal Apparel. Absolutely check that guy out. He sent me some shirts. They're extremely comfortable. I'll have everything down here in the description below. But he came back. He had an EK hatch, and he's been slowly trying to build it with a bunch of EK4 parts. He wanted a K-swap. It couldn't find a legitimate, decent-priced K28-2, so he did the next best thing. He literally found a whole running Type S RSX, purchased it, and that's how you get yourself a cheap motor. But he drove it around for a while now. It's almost like 8 to 10, almost a good year he's been driving around this RSX as a daily, and it is now ready to come out. So definitely follow along in the latest videos. The motor is out of the RSX and now placed into the EK with the Hasport mounts. He's trying to get everything aligned in the bay so he can get everything cleaned up. I believe he's donating the RSX to his friend who's helping him. He needs another shell, so props to you, man. Really good friend for doing that, and I'm really excited for the EK build. Next up, we got Preston from K-Power Performance. This is another guy out here on YouTube, definitely grinding on Instagram and on YouTube. Really awesome guy. He's building an Integra right now. I think he also has a hatch that he's slowly building. He's got a couple K projects going on right now. Obviously, you can tell with the name K-Power Performance, but really cool guy. He's got some awesome parts, some TEs, and just a bunch of parts that he's been purchasing for the past year, just like Cream Supreme. He's been getting everything lined up so that when the shell gets back from paint, everything can go in really fast. If you're interested in another K-Series build, definitely check out K-Power Performance. All right, following that and talking about new builds, we've got Bodyvision. I know a lot of you are already watching Adam's channel out there in Florida with Project Pepto, but if you've been following along, you have noticed that there's been a black EG shell kind of in the background. In his latest video, he kind of goes over what is going on with this build. It is a friend or a friend of a friend who's actually in the military out in Germany right now, has a bunch of plans and a bunch of parts in storage right now. But they took the suspension that's actually out of the EG to put it into Project Pepto. And then the work will begin in a couple months on this EG. It is going to be a fantastic build by the breakdown that they gave in Adam's latest video. So if you're interested in an EG build and you know the quality of work and editing that goes into all his videos and the paint jobs that he does, you know this EG is going to turn out awesome. Definitely check it out. Next up, we got Zosh, another great video out there at Hybrid Racing. He's putting out a lot of interview style videos while he was there in Louisiana with the Hybrid Racing people. I really want to bring to light this video. So if you're not actually watching it, definitely take the time. It's 20 minutes out of your day to learn about it. This one is actually very educational on how Hybrid Racing came to be. Just a couple of guys.